Hey, welcome back to Beyond the Ring Short Stories. My name is Jeff Wells. I have the great privilege of not only sharing these stories with you, but being a part of taking the gospel to the Olympics for over 20 years, 10 different Olympics. And as I make this recording, preparing to be on the ground in Paris for the summer 2024 Olympic Games. So as I was thinking about today's episode, I was thinking about this idea of praying in public. Now, when you're at the Olympics, you're kind of where you are. Now, that's kind of weird. But you may be sitting in a pizzeria like I was in Torino, Italy in 2006. We were having lunch. There were about six of us. A couple of teams had met up to have lunch, having pizza in Italy. It doesn't get any better than that, right? But it does. Because by then, we were wearing black cowboy hats that had Olympic pins all over them. So people knew we were pin trading. We had pins on our lapels hanging around our neck. And but we had taken our hats off, and most of us, and sat them next to us or wherever. And we ate our lunch. And there was a couple sitting near us. And I noticed them when I came in, because she had a lanyard on that had a bunch of duplicate NBC Olympic pins. And some people, you know, their goal is to collect all media pins. So they would love the NBC pins. They would love the Today Show pins. They would love any, even from other countries. They want to collect media pins. Me, not so much, but NBC typically has really cool pins. So I noticed them coming in, and I noticed she had several of the same kind. But again, we were going to eat. They were eating. We weren't going to interrupt them. We sat down. We ordered our pizzas. We were eating. We finished eating. They had been finished for a while, but they weren't going anywhere. And they weren't sitting far from us. So they very quickly struck up a conversation asking about pins. Hey, are you guys trading pins? Yeah. And so I think I was probably the one sitting closest to them. And if you know me at all, you know I like to talk. And so I began to talk with this couple. We were talking about pins. I was, you know, complimenting her on her NBC pins, and how did she get so many? And found out, long story short, they were guests of NBC who had been flown in, because they were big, ad revenue buyers in the States for their particular company. And so NBC was treating them, to an all expense paid trip to the Olympics. And very nice couple, though, very friendly. Ended up trading some pins, and got one of those NBC, nice NBC pins I was looking for, but didn't get everything. And then she got a couple of nice ones that she was interested in that I had. And so once we were done doing that, I followed up with our standard line. I've got a pen. I'll give it to you if you let me tell you the story behind it. So here we had just had this great encounter, very friendly. We had traded some pens. And now as a bonus, I'm offering to give them a pen. And so long story short, I go through the gospel. They were both very intrigued and interested, and he was very zoned in. And so when it came to asking about a decision, he was ready to make a decision for Christ. And so here we are sitting in a cafe, or a pizzeria in, Italy. And, this gentleman, right there in the middle of the cafe in front of God and everyone, prays to commit his life to Christ. And the reason I share that is because we have to remind ourselves that God is always at work, and he is always ready and willing to see lives changed. And so we have to not be afraid of where that is and when that time comes. And we have to be the ones to set the tone as believers. So, you know, we don't push for decisions, and we don't push for people to just pray a prayer, just pray a prayer, just pray a prayer. We want to see real life change. But at the same time, if we sense the Holy Spirit's at work, we don't want to let that moment pass without serious pause, consideration, and reflection on their part. And so it's not uncommon for us to, if they're not ready to make a decision, I will typically say something like this and mean it. You know, I've really enjoyed our conversation today. I'm so glad we got to meet. And I believe God brought us together for a reason. And you've heard about how much God loves you through His Son, Jesus Christ. And here's what I ask you. You're not quite ready to make that decision yet. Okay, then when you get back to wherever you're staying tonight and you lay your head on that pillow, will you just talk to God? It's okay. You don't believe He's there. You don't believe He's real. That's okay. Just talk, okay? And address it to God. And just tell Him, hey, God, I ran into this guy today, and he sure could talk, but he gave me this pen, and he told me the story about Jesus and what He did for me. And I'll encourage him to say something along the lines of, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Help me to know more. If you're there, help me to know that you're there. If you're showing yourself to me, help me to see how you're at work. And especially for those who may have had some experience and exposure to Christianity in the past, I'll even tell them to say, you know, God, I've walked away, or I've never been willing to surrender or give it all up. Obviously, you brought this guy into my path today for a reason. Help me to understand what that is and what you're wanting me to do next. And I tell them all that because I want them to pray. I want them to talk to God about what happened. Sometimes we get to do that with them standing, sitting in a pizzeria. Sometimes it's I'll never forget the first guy I got to lead to Christ in Sydney 2000 during the Olympic Games. We were on a train, and I got to talking to him. We were standing up. There was no room for seating. It was too full, too busy. So there's people all around us. We're talking about the gospel. And he prays to receive Christ right in the middle of that busy metro train, standing up in Sydney, Australia. We can pray anywhere. We should pray everywhere, but especially if God is drawing us to Him, if we're having conversations with people and He's at work in our heart and minds, we need to not put it off. We need not just say to them, hey, just think about that. No, we want to call them to prayer. So that they can be engaging with the one who changes lives. It's not you. It's not me. It's not the pens. It's not the Olympics. It's not, they have to be in a church building and they have to be in front of a religious person. It is God doing the work. We're just His instruments. We're His tools. We're His mouthpieces. We're His hands and His feet. But let us be faithful as Christ followers about praying in public, and about encouraging others who are yet not Christ followers to pray as well, and to see if God doesn't respond. I ask for your prayers for Beyond the Rings and myself as we continue to pray, as we continue to make plans for Paris 24 this summer. Speaking of prayer, daily we post on the Beyond the Rings website, beyondtherings.net, and Beyond the Rings Facebook, and Beyond the Rings Ministry Instagram. We post daily Pray Around the World posts, so we invite you to join us in that prayer effort. I'd invite you to consider giving. We need to raise about $7,000 right now for pen production, so we can make 3,000 Beyond the Rings prayer pens, gospel pens, to use in gospel conversations this summer in Athens. Keeps in Paris. It's Europe, just a different part of Europe. And then to share the story of Beyond the Rings, share these podcasts. I'm so grateful for Josh and Andy and Triple Play and their partnership in getting the word out about Olympic pen trading evangelism. Thank you for listening. I look forward to talking with you next time. God bless.